Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It always bothers me a bit when fellow Christians, especially those from more evangelical or Pentecostal side of Christendom, say that we Lutherans don't teach and preach about the Holy Spirit. Some even go so far as to say that we are not a church body that is led by the Holy Spirit. And that indictment is usually made against us because we are a church body who predominantly are focused upon the second article of the creed, not the third. And on the second person of the Trinity and not the third person. On justification and not sanctification. On Jesus and not the Holy Spirit. And to that indictment, we must plead guilty as charged. Paul said in 1 Corinthians that while he was with them, the Corinthian people, that he resolved to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. John stated in his first epistle that the command of God is this, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Luke recorded the words of Peter from Acts, or in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, where he proclaimed that salvation is not to be found in anyone else, but only in the name of Jesus. And Jesus himself said that, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And thus, we as Lutherans do always preach about Jesus. We preach about his love and his sacrifice. We preach about his death and his resurrection. We preach about forgiveness and salvation that come to us through him. We are forgiven because he died for us on a cross. And we're saved from everlasting death because he rose from a grave on the third day. And that's why the second person of the Trinity, namely Jesus, dominates the content of our preaching and our teaching. And thus our critics are correct in stating that we are a church who always preaches about Jesus and not about the Holy Spirit. But our critics are not correct in stating that we are not a church body who loves and follows and obeys the Holy Spirit. In fact, their very reasoning for their indictment against us is proof that our church is a church of the Holy Spirit. Because St. Paul said, he wrote, that no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. St. Paul, or in our gospel today, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would be sent to the people to testify about him. And then too, he says, to lead them into all truth, which means to lead them into Jesus. The Holy Spirit's primary purpose is to point people to Jesus. You know, so often, as Jordan mentioned in our children's message, we think of the Spirit, people always draw the Holy Spirit as a dove. If I were to draw a picture of the Holy Spirit, he would look like this. A giant arrow. And this arrow would be a neon, and it would be flashing 24 hours a day, and it would be pointing at Jesus, and it would be pointing at the cross. According to the explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed, the Holy Spirit's unique work is to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify the whole Christian church on earth. His job is to point people and to bring people to faith in Jesus so that they might be saved, they might be forgiven. Self-promotion is nowhere on the list of duties for the Holy Spirit. It's not in his interest. He would never take a selfie. He's concerned only about bringing people to and growing them in Jesus. And thus the greatest evidence and the greatest proof that we are a church of the Holy Spirit, a church that honors and follows and listens to the third person of the Holy Trinity, is the fact that we are a church that honors and follows Jesus. And thus it stands to reason that we are also a church who cares about seeking and serving and saving the lost. Because if a church or a person is being led by the Holy Spirit and is thus believing in Jesus, then he is also loving others. Both James and John in the scriptures agree that you can't love God and not also love other people. You see, to believe in Jesus is to serve people. To love Jesus is to love people. That's why our church body is so committed to mission work, to acts of Christian charity, to service organizations and institutions and servant trips. Because we're a church who follows Jesus. And Jesus loves all people. And he wants all people to be saved. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. But that's not just the leading and the desire of the Spirit for the church. It's also his leading and his desire for us as individual Christians. Jesus said in our text from John that the Spirit would be given to his disciples to testify about him, but then also that they would testify. He tells them further prior to his ascension that they were going to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. At Pentecost, Peter quoted from the prophet Joel to explain why this outpouring of the Spirit had been given to the people, to the disciples. He said, so that God's people could prophesy. And then he closes by saying that the end result of the Spirit's activity in and through God's people is that folks might then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and thus be saved. You see, the Spirit of Pentecost is inextricably linked to the salvation of people. You and I were given God's Spirit in our baptism for the very same reason and purpose that the Spirit was given to the disciples at Pentecost. We were called through that sacrament into a faith relationship with Jesus. Through the working of the Holy Spirit in that water and word, so that we would be saved. But then also that we might then testify to others about Jesus, so that then they might believe and be saved. And then they might testify to others. And on and on and on until the name of Jesus reaches to the ends of the earth. The Pentecost experience and the work of the Holy Spirit is not just about the first disciples. It's about all who believe in him as their Savior. We are his witnesses. We are the ones now who are to testify about him. We're the hearts and the hands and the voices of God's Spirit now at work in the world. To love and to believe in Jesus is to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. And to be filled with God's Holy Spirit is one to seek and to save the lost. Those two things always go hand in hand. May we thus become a people who truly reflect what our church and what the Bible clearly teaches and confesses. A people who are at all times witnesses for Jesus by the power and through the work of the Holy Spirit. To God and God alone be the glory. Amen.